Thank you, organizers, to invite me to give this talk, especially to Henry Fuchs. I have titled this talk Traffic Flow Modeling Rejecting Vivid Notions. It's a joint work with Luis Alvarez y Casa from Instituto de Ingeniería UNAM in Mexico. Why to model traffic flow? Traffic jam is one of the most serious issues in modern society. Traffic demand in metropolitan areas has largely exceeded the vehicular capacity, producing decrease on overall safety and increase in environmental pollution and ecological losses. To solve traffic congestion by upgrading and constructing new network systems is not worth anymore due to several ecological considerations, space and budget constraints. Now, solutions are oriented to a better management of the existing systems and thus to solve traffic congestion, decrease environmental issues, and improve traffic safety. Traffic is equal to macroscopic system of interacting particles, and different approaches exist. Aerodynamics, gas kinetic, car following, and recently cellular automata. What are cellular automata able to model traffic flow? Cellular automata are able to reproduce many aspects of highway traffic, like spontaneous jam formation, metastability, and traffic flow modeling with cellular automata reproduce different phenomena of cell in traffic flow, like free synchronized and jam flow. Cellular automata are discrete in time, space, and state variables. For this reason, cellular automata are able to simulate networks faster than real time possible, and so can be applied to online simulation and forecasting. But what are the specific properties that should be considered by a realistic traffic model? First, realistic traffic model should consider velocity anticipation. Velocity anticipation because anticipation of the latter velocity abrupts breaking of the traffic behind and therefore reduces the probability to form jams. Besides, the model should consider retarded acceleration. Comfortable driving also implies that cars don't accelerate immediately in case of a larger gap ahead if they observe a slow downstream traffic. And timely braking. Timely braking suppresses another mechanism of jam formation. For example, when the velocity adjustment is only based on the distance to the next car ahead, jams often emerge in the layer between full flow and synchronized traffic. Then the driver should adjust the speed to the vehicles ahead. In this way, realistic traffic model should anticipate the action of other cars in the next time step, and this implies that drivers need more information about the next car ahead, not just its distance. The Nagel-Skakel model was the first model that shown that automatic models are able to reproduce the most important phenomena in that occur in traffic flow. Nagel's perturbation model consists of four goals: acceleration, braking, randomization, and motion. We in this moment are working with a new model that additional to the goals of the Nagel-Stackelman model, we consider safety distance to accelerate, decelerate, or keep the velocity, velocity anticipation effects, smaller cells allow realistic acceleration and deceleration capabilities, and besides, we consider emergency braking. The state of the street is made in the next way. The street is divided into eight cells of length delta x meters. Delta x can take values of 1.25, 2.5, or 5 meters. That is a finite discretization that they use in Nagel-Stackelman model. For all cases, the car length is 5 meters. That is, a car occupies 5 divided by delta x cells. Vehicles can only have integer velocity values. Vi equal 0, 1, up to Vmax. We use Vmax equal C times AC, which is equivalent to 108 kilometers per hour in real work units. For that change, this corresponds to 24, 12, and 6 cents. Yes. This corresponds to time state delta t equals 1 second. For in our model, the car end is characterized by its position xn, velocity vn at time t. Cars numbered in the driving direction, that is, vehicle number n plus 1 precedes vehicle n. The gap will be consecutive cars, where s is the length of the cars in cells. If the m equals the position of the car ahead, minus the position of the car n minus the length in cells. It's assumed that a vehicle position denotes the cell that contains its rear bumper, like that this figure. This is the results of the model. The model consists of 5 roles. First, we should get its safety distance, the deck, the arc, and the clip. This safety distance determines the safety distance to accelerate, decelerate, and keep the velocity. After, we the role one applies acceleration. If distance with two cars is larger than the safety distance to accelerate, the velocity of the car ends is increased by one. That is, Vn at time t plus one is equal to the minimum between the velocity in the current time plus one and Vmax. Second, the second rule is crossing. If the safety distance to accelerate is larger than the gap space, and the gap space is larger than the safety distance to keep the velocity, then the velocity of vehicle ends is cut, equal with probability 1 minus r, that is, the velocity is the same velocity that t with probability 1 minus r. First, next we are going to apply random braking. Random braking consists if the safety distance to accelerate is larger than the space gap, and the space gap is larger than the distance to keep, and the velocity of the car is larger than zero, velocity of the vehicle ends is reduced but one. That is, the velocity the vehicle ends and the next time is equal to the maximum between the velocity and the current time minus one and zero. The other rule is braking, normal braking. See, normal braking. If safety distance to keep the velocity is larger than the space gap, and the space gap is larger than the safety distance to decelerate, and velocity of the car is larger than zero, velocity of the car is reduced by one. That is, velocity of the car at time t is equal to the maximum, the velocity of the maximum velocity of the car minus one and zero. We add other rule that we call emergency braking. This rule if the velocity of the car ends is larger than zero and the space gap is lesser than safety distance to decelerate, the velocity of vehicle ends is reduced by m, provided that it does not go below zero. That the velocity of the car and the next time is equal to the maximum between the velocity of the car minus m and zero, and the results 0 to 4 determine the new velocity for a car. With this new velocity, we move the car, and the rule 5 consists, each vehicle is moved forward according of to its new velocity determined in rules 1 to 4. These are the safety distance that we use. The first one is the safety distance to accelerate. The second one is the safety distance to keep the velocity, and the third distance is the safety distance to decelerate. And you can observe that all of these distance have two groups of terms. The first of terms and the Shanghai side. The first top ten and the right hand are the travel distance. The travel distance for the vehicle end by considering that the vehicle in front of it is going to slam on the brakes. The last two terms correspond to the leather vehicle by considering that this vehicle is going to slam on the brakes. Yes? And the parameter M is equal to time speed to rest, the minimum allowable deceleration. It's very important to say that these three safety distance can generate three fixed tables, and in this way the computational cost is reduced. Each term in the right-hand side of the equation 1 to 3, we incorporate implicit anticipation effects and reduce acceleration and deceleration capabilities by means of relative distances according to cast velocity. Each term on the RSS is derived based on the kinematics of two neighbor vehicles, assuming that in the next time step, the leather vehicle will apply full brakes. If the leather vehicle applies full brakes, this produces that the vehicle should hit the brakes too. The equation predicts the travel distance by each vehicle. The difference between these two distances yields the safety gaps. What is the interpretation of the rules? Acceleration. With deceleration, drivers want to move as fast as possible. Yes? With the roll crossing, drivers will try to keep their velocity if they perceive the distance between the velocity in front as sure. Random braking is a role to simulate over-rotation at braking, delay acceleration, psychological effects, and that condition that produce that a driver should reduce the velocity to avoid collisions. Braking, normal braking, in normal situations, driver decelerate to expand the gap to his/her desired gap and keep safety. Emergency braking, avoid accidents when the leather breaks suddenly or follower approaches a stopped vehicle. And in this way, the model should avoid collisions. And driving is the motion of cars. This is an example. We suppose that delta x equals to 2.5 meters, and 10, the length of a cell is 2, n is equal to, maximum acceleration is equal to 2.5 meters by second. It's the same to a car accelerate to 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in 12 seconds. Emergency braking is equal to minus 5.00 meters by second. VA max in this case is 12, that is equivalent to 108 kilometers by hour. For this velocity and this length of cells, the safety distance to accelerate is 24, the safety distance to decelerate is 19, and the safety distance to keep velocity is 14 cells. For example, in this case configuration and time t, we consider two cars, and these cars have a velocity of 9 cells, and the car in front of each had a velocity of 6 cells. Mm-hmm. After this velocity, the velocity of this car according to the safety distance is reduced to 7 cells. When we move the cars, this is the new configuration. In this way, the aim is to reproduce macroscopic and microscopic traffic flow behavior to guarantee that microscopic vehicle behavior for loop capabilities of real ones by incorporating implicit anticipation effects and reduce acceleration and deceleration capacities. In this way, we want to reproduce a real driver behavior. To preserve the simplicity of cellular automaton model is very important. And with this model, we are trying to preserve the simplicity of the cellular automaton models. The real values that we use for all the model is emergency braking in all cases of delta X will have a value of minus 5 meters per second, and we will reach it in one tiny step. Maximum acceleration will be 5 meters per second, and 2.5 meters per second, and 1.25 meters per second for cell lengths of 2.5 and 1.25 meters respectively. We make different simulations of the model. In this figure, I show the corresponding fundamental diagram resulting from the model. This fundamental diagram is one of the most important diagram to show that the model can reproduce the phenomenon of serpent traffic flow. In this diagram, this branch corresponds to free flow, that is, vehicles are moving with the maximum velocity, and this branch corresponds to congestion flow. In this diagram, there exists a stopped curve. This diagram shows results from different cell lengths. In this case, delta H equal to 2.5 and 1.25. We can observe that a smaller length on cells produce a higher flow. See, this is due that we reduce the size of cells. This implies that the safety distance to accelerate is reduced, and so the flow is increased because the velocity of the car is larger. Yes? In this diagram, we know that for delta x equal to 2.5 meters, the maximum flow, that is the capacity of the flow, is closer than those reported in the literature. For this reason, in the next, I am going to consider only this value. Yes? We want to show that our model can reproduce the different phases observed in traffic flow. And in this diagram, we can observe that this corresponds to free flow, this corresponds to congested flow, but in this intermediate density range, we observe that the velocity of the car is lower than the corresponding to free flow, and besides, there not exist a stopped curve. This phase corresponds to synchronized traffic flow, where the cars move with velocity lower, lower than the corresponding to free flow, but there not exists a stopped curve, and then the capacity of the flow is increased. These diagrams are the time-space diagrams. In this diagram, this corresponds to free flow. We can note that there not exist congestions. And these diagrams correspond to intermediate density. We can observe that there exist chop waves but this subway travel backwards of the flow. But there's not a stopped path, and this diagram corresponds to congestion, to jam traffic, and we can observe that in this space there exists platoons of cars with velocity zero, and there exists also free flow cars. This diagram corresponds to the speed and gap distribution. Then we can observe this is the velocity, this is the density, and this thick line corresponds to average velocity with respect to the density. We can observe this is free flow. After free flow, the velocity begins to decrease. After the maximum density, the velocity is zero. Yes, the most important in this diagram is that in intermediate density range, we can observe that there exists different velocities, but there not exists velocity with velocity zero. Yes, the corresponding gap distribution had a behavior similar to obtain it with the velocity and density. We can observe that the maximum gap space is 19, because according to the rules, this is the space that a car needs to keep the maximum velocity. Finally, the model can reproduce metastability. Yes, in this case we make simulation starting from two different initial conditions. The upper branch is obtained from homogeneous states with the cars are distributed with the same line, with the set gap. The initial gap is L divided N minus S, and with the same velocity initial, the initial velocity is the maximum speed, such that gap INI is larger than the safety distance to keep. We obtain that if we start with a homogeneous state, we obtain an upper branch with higher float and up to this density, the cars can keep the initial gap, and so can keep the maximum velocity, and the flow is higher. This density where the maximum flow is produced is equal to it. This equation is in accordance with the simulation result obtained. Finally, due to simplicity and easy implementation of computer for numerical investigations, the cellular automata traffic flow model developed very quickly in the last years. However, it has not obtained the best traffic cellular automata model, which should be both realistic as well as simple. The aim of the proposed model is to describe more faithfully the behavior of the arc drivers and macroscopic behavior of traffic flow observed. A simple and natural set of rules to better capture driver direction allowed to describe the three states of observed in the reality, that is free, synchronized, and jump flows. Moreover, the model still preserves simplicity of cellular automata model, at the same time as vehicles' behavior was based on safety analysis to determine the most appropriate action for a vehicle to take may result closer to real highway behavior. Besides, there is an intuitive explanation for all roles in the model. Thank you. Next slide.